to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Joy in Israel following the release of more hostages.
We know that physically they're okay. Their first reunion was with their mother, and I think that's the most critical piece of it, that they got hugs and love and the feeling of some safety after 52 days in captivity.
Abby Ohn, whose cousins, 16-year-old Sahar and 12-year-old Erez Calderon, were among the hostages recently released. Israel and Hamas agreeing to an even longer ceasefire, raising hopes that even more captives will be let go. Memorial service today for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. President and Mrs. Biden will be there. So will Bill and Hillary Clinton, as well as all living former First Ladies. Republican Congressman George Santos is expected to face an expulsion vote in Congress. But House Speaker Mike Johnson is noncommittal on exactly when it will happen. This is ABC News. A climate summit kicks off in Dubai later this week. Calling for progress there, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres in an ex-video statement from Antarctica.
It's time to end our addiction to fossil fuels that is accelerating climate change.
A possible treatment for mysterious and sometimes fatal respiratory illness sickening dogs nationwide. California resident Becky Oliver says the antibiotic chloramphenicol saved her golden retriever. Some experts advise using the powerful drug only as a last resort. A late-night host taking a week off after a medical emergency.
Stephen Colbert writes on social media that his appendix burst and he's recovering from surgery. He swears it wasn't an overdose of turkey or anything like that. He thanks his doctors for their care and his wife and kids for putting up with him. And he jokes that going forward, all emails to his appendix will be handled by his pancreas.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. Justin Finch, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Mequon-Thiensville school board member who posted a picture of his marked ballot to social media during last year's April election had felony charges dropped against him Monday. Paul Buzzell's attorney argued that his post of his ballot on Facebook was protected by his freedom of speech. So-called ballot selfies are illegal in Wisconsin, but a judge ruled that the law violated a person's freedom of speech. Buzzell faced up to 3.5 years in prison and up to $10,000 in fines if he had been convicted. A conservative pressure group is turning up the heat on Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The same group that targeted Voss with a $100,000 ad campaign says it's launching $250,000 worth of new ads. The Wisconsin Elections Committee wants lawmakers to impeach Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior-assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in.
Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right, and up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time, for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin. Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, gradually increasing cloud cover, a chance for some late day flurries with highs in the lower 20s. Winds turning to the south at 5 to 10. For tonight, still a chance for some flurries, a low of 14 degrees. And then for Wednesday, becoming partly sunny with milder highs into the mid-30s. Thursday, still looking to stay quiet there, will reach a high of 32. For Friday, ample amounts of sunshine, lower 30s. And for Saturday, up to 33. Sunday, a chance for some snow showers back in the forecast in the mid-30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, one above.
Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right, and up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time, for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. NFL Monday Night Football, the Chicago Bears defense led the way in a win over the Vikings in Minnesota.
Cairo Santos' 30-yard field goal with 10 seconds left in the game gave the Bears a 12-10 win over the Vikings in Minnesota. It was Santos' fourth field goal of the game. Chicago intercepted Minnesota quarterback Joshua Dobbs four times, impressing Chicago head coach Matt Eberflus.
Defense creates momentum in a lot of different ways, you know, and they do it through third down stops, they do it through, you know, big hits, and they do it through taking the ball away. And that's what we always preach to the guys, and they did all three things today.
The Vikings' record falls to 6-6. The Bears improved to 4-8. I'm Mike Reeves.
One top 25 men's college basketball final had number 4 UConn defeating New Hampshire 84-64. In the NHL, winners were Buffalo, Columbus, and Florida. This is SRN Sports. Sticking with the NHL, other winners last night included Colorado, Calgary, and San Jose. In the NBA, the Philadelphia 76ers had success from the three-point stripe as they picked up an easy win over the L.A. Lakers.
The 76ers had the hot shooting from the on the three-point stripe as they cruised to a 138-94 win over the Lakers. Philadelphia had 4 three-pointers during a 20-2 first-quarter run that gave them the lead for good. They shot 22 threes, 5 by Tyrese Maxey, who had a game-high 31.
Correspondent Michael Luongo reporting. Other winners included Washington, Portland, Utah, and Denver. Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals agreed with AL Cy Young runner-up Sonny Gray on a $75 million three-year contract to anchor their staff heading into the 2024 season. This is SRN Sports.
The Packers getting some players back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers say that some of their players are coming off the injury list and could be ready to play when they host the Chiefs Sunday night. Defensive back Eric Stokes was injured on a special teams play in Denver. He was back at practice. Rookie receiver Dontavian Wicks has cleared the concussion protocol. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Heat tonight in Miami. The Bucks 12-5 so far for the season. College hoops, Wisconsin with a win last night at the Kohl's Center, 71-49 over Western Illinois. Greg Gard said that Western Illinois played tough on defense.
We could not get into a rhythm, and that's what all the switching and the gumming up, it just makes it ugly, you know, because they're switching on everything, and so then it gets you to stand a little bit and not cut as hard as you should or screen well, so that we needed to come out of the gate better. We were able to make some shots and get some stops there and finish it out.
That's the Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A couple local sports notes. The Shawamigan boys non-conference last night. They traveled down to Boysville, and Shawamigan edges a 46-43 victory over Boysville. Senior A.J. Morgan led the way with 21 for Shawamigan to even their record on the season at 1-1. Meanwhile, the girls also played at Shawamigan. Boysville defeated the Shawamigan girls 43-18. It was Ladysmith topping Mellon in girls action last night, 66-31. Northland Pines winner over Goodman Pembine last night, 56-18. Very heavy schedule of games tonight as the Butternut boys will hit the road, and they will travel to take on New Auburn tonight. In other action around the area, on this 28th day of November, we've got the Butternut girls. They will join the boys team as they travel to take on New Auburn tonight. Wabino Leona will be at Phillips tonight for non-conference action. We'll have that game for you right here tonight on 103.1 and 980 AM. Also streaming on the Civic Media app. Bucks basketball right here on 98Q tonight. The Shawamigan girls were supposed to play host to Washburn tonight. That game had to be postponed to a later date. And the Team Seal Hockey is set to hit the road tonight, taking on the WSFLG Blizzard Co-op team over in Siren for a 7 o'clock drop of the puck tonight. And the Lakeland girls basketball team also will be in action tonight as they travel to Mosinee. Sports scores, schedules, and much more at 98QCountry.com. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
I've lived here for 7 years in America. You're good people, okay? I think you need to hear that right now. You're good people. You're going to get through this. It's going to be okay. Christmas is my favorite time to live in America because that's when people come up to me and they go, oh, do you celebrate Christmas in Australia? No, Jesus was only in the Northern Hemisphere. Yeah, Christ only died for the sins of those whose toilets flush around that way. We all know that. That's biblical. We all know that.
Christmas time is right around the corner. But what do you get for the person who has everything?
Nothing. The answer is nothing. Those people already have everything, and now they need more? I don't think so. Haven't you seen the protests? It's time for the rest of us to get some stuff. And don't even get me started on those people who get cars for people for Christmas with those big bows on top of them. Who has money to buy a car for somebody for Christmas? Unbelievable. You know what I want for Christmas? A job. That's what I want. So this holiday season, get the perfect gift for the person who has everything. Thing. A big bowl of Jack Squat, available now, right here.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah, but
98Q Country.
Good there, Steve.
time I look in her eyes. I don't deserve her and I don't know why. She gave me her hand, I gave her a ring. Then as soon as I could, I gave her my last name. Now I wanna give her forever. I knew what I wanted, but he knew better. God gave me a girl. God gave me a girl.
Morgan Wallen.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
98Q Country.
Now I'm only 5 years old. I've got to do just what I'm told. The Santa Claus is gonna be dropping in on me. Something I might have missed. I had quite a few things on my list. I hope he can fit it all under that Christmas tree. Now I know what he likes for a late night snack. For years now it's been bringing him back milk and cookies. He'll come and go without a sound again. But how in the world does he get in and got a chimney? Close my eyes, concentrate, try to sleep, it's getting late. All night long I lie awake till Santa's gone, I just can't wait. Is there something I might have missed? I had quite a few things on my list. I hope he can fit it all under that Christmas tree. Just can't wait. But could there be something I might have missed? I had quite a few things on my list. I hope he can fit it all under that Christmas tree. I hope he can fit it all under my Christmas tree. Let's see, I know he's gonna fit the airplane under there. He can get that bicycle in there and a gumball machine. I don't know what he's gonna do with that horse.
Back.
slip your hand under my shirt and tell me it's okay. Don't say you love me cause you know you're gonna love me and leave. I can't be alone with you. Got me out on the edge every time you call. And I know it would kill me if I fall. I can't be alone with you. I don't see you laugh. You don't call me back. But you kiss me when you're drunk.
Our guy Jake Owen, alone with you at 98Q Country, 27 past 7. How you doing? It's a cold one. We're seeing temperatures close to zero. I know a couple of people will say, it's below. They raise their hand like they're proud. It's below zero where I am. Good for you. temperatures, I see two above here. Actually, one. Wait a minute. Is that a negative sign in front of that? No, it isn't. One above here in the city of Park Falls. Just a quick little brief little cold snap just to prepare you for what's coming in January and February. And then we'll get up to 21 today, 30s tomorrow, and pretty much for the foreseeable future, low, mid, maybe even some upper 30 days, and little if any precipitation really even talked about until probably Sunday. We promised you that today we would announce the winner of our youth photo contest and the kind of the adult, I guess, or general photo contest winners. Now, the youth photo contest, of course, you've got that youth gun provided by Chuck and the folks at Essential Shooting Supplies. When you need your ammunition, you need your gun fix, you need any, you want to talk hunting and talk guns, they're right there, Highway 182, right here locally. And you can go out and talk to Chuck and the folks at Essential Shooting Supplies. So that youth gun will be, they got a couple different options depending on the age of the winner. But our crack staff stayed up till late last night. I woke up this morning. There was donuts spewing on the floor. There was two empty coffee pots. There was only one person doing the judging, but there were five empty coffee cups. So I'm not sure what happened there. But we have determined the winner of our 98Q Country Deer Hunters Roundup Youth Photo winner. And the winner of the Youth Photo Contest and the fabulous and glamorous prize package, which includes many certificates, including that brand new gun, is going to go to the Hemlock Spur Camp in Ojibwa. The Spur. All right. Our crack staff was impressed with the youth photo and the youngster, very young boy there. It looked like so the Hemlock Spur Camp in Ojibwa has the youth photo contest winner, and the second one, the more general, we called it kind of the camp adult slash just anything other than that youth photo winner, that one person, and that prize is going to go to the four generation photo from the Grand Newsy Ranch. There were over 70 photos submitted at 98qcountry.com. You can see them all. So the Grand Doozy Ranch, you get the second prize pack. Lots of certificates in there. Well, at 8:30, we have to redraw for one of our prize packs, our prize pack number 4. And we have all the names still remaining. So if you didn't win anything, stay tuned. 8:30 when we do our birthdays, we will draw for that final prize of that prize pack, which includes just tons of certificates from our area businesses. And I was counting it up last night, kind of going through some of the prizes, and I think we were pushing like $4,000 in prizes or so. My math may not be good. It might be more or less than that. But a lot of prizes. Thank you to the sponsors. Thank you to you for making the show work and having fun with it. You can relive all the nonsense at 98qcountry.com. I don't know about you, but Are you kind of exhausted from, I mean, we had Thanksgiving on Thursday. We had Black Friday. Then we had Small Business Saturday. And then Sunday we had, what do we have Sunday? Oh, your relative, oh, your uncle came over. And then Monday we had Cyber Monday. And today is Giving Tuesday,
They're supposed to give you a chair. I'm just absolutely exhausted from the whole thing already. It's not even December 1st yet. So we've determined that tomorrow is Whiskey Wednesday. Yeah! All right. Yeah! And Thursday will be Therapy Thursday, and Friday will be French Fry Friday. So we got all that going for us.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Joy in Israel following the release of more hostages.
We know that physically they're okay. Their first reunion was with their mother, and I think that's the most critical piece of it, that they got hugs and love and the feeling of some safety after 52 days in captivity.
Abby Owen, whose cousins, 16-year-old Sahar and 12-year-old Erez Calderon, were among the hostages recently released. Israel and Hamas agreeing to an even longer ceasefire, raising hopes that even more captives will be let go. Memorial service today for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. President and Mrs. Biden will be there, so will Bill and Hillary Clinton, as well as all living former First Ladies. Republican Congressman George Santos is expected to face an expulsion vote in Congress, but House Speaker Mike Johnson is noncommittal on exactly when it will happen. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former Republican State Attorney General Brad Schimmel plans to be the first candidate to throw his hat in the ring to run for the next state Supreme Court election. He will be taking on Liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley in 2025. Schimmel was State Attorney General from 2015 to 2019 when he was defeated by the current Attorney General, Democrat Josh Call. Sources in the campaign tell the State Journal that Schimmel plans to formally enter the race on Thursday. Wisconsin commuters sound happy about the decision to add a second daily Amtrak round trip from Chicago through Milwaukee to St. Paul. Passenger Brady Scholten speaking with ABC News.
It'd be nice to have an earlier route that starts off, have that option to leave in the morning. It's just easier.
The second route is expected to launch sometime next year. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Badgers with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In college hoops, Wisconsin with a win in Madison, 71-49 over Western Illinois. At 5-2, how's Wisconsin doing so far? Head coach Greg Gard.
I think we're getting there. I think we're a little more consistent, especially on the defensive end. I thought we were decent defensively tonight. It was the offensive rhythm that we just couldn't get a rhythm.
NFL, the Bears beat the Vikings without scoring a touchdown. Chicago winning 12-10. In Green Bay, the Packers getting ready to host the Chiefs. Jordan Love got his first start against them, his rookie season. When Aaron Rodgers tested positive for COVID, Green Bay lost 13-7. Matt LaFleur.
It was one of those deals where we came in, I think on Wednesday morning, we found out Aaron was going to be out and Jordan was going to be in. And we should have, instead of just riding with what we game planned, but we should have had a better plan in place for some of the potential issues that were going to come up.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And the Shawamiga boys get a win last night, evening their season record at 1-1, 46-43 at Boyceville. A.J. Morgan with 21 for the Screaming Eagles, and the Boyceville girls topped Shawamiga also down in Boyceville last night. Boyceville won that one by a score of 43-18.
Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sandtrap Bar and Grill in Phillips. The golf course is closed for the season, but the bar and grill will be open all winter. Come see us Thursday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chef Derek starts Thursdays with a great special, followed by Friday fish fry and prime rib on Saturday. We have a full menu of delicious salads, wraps, sandwiches, dinners, and more. Have you tried our homemade pizza? Golf Course Road is just 2 miles west of Phillips on County Road F. See you soon.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Lori.
Lori, Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing good, but I heard you've got some great neighborhood news for us today, Lori. What do you got for us there?
I do, Joel. I found a ranch-style home situated on a large lot with mature trees on First Avenue South here in Park Falls. The home consists of a spacious living room, dining room, kitchen, full bath with two sinks, and four bedrooms. All of the bedrooms have carpet and closets. The basement is blocked with a utility room, including a toilet, sink, and shower. The maintenance-free composite deck overlooks the large backyard, and the one-car garage is attached. This home is located on an ATV trail. Call Northwoods Realty today.
All right, Lori, thank you so much. We'll check in again later for more neighborhood news. Have a great day.
You too, Joel. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local civic media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Brand new country.
Between a rock and a hard place.
I love the music.
Gravel, like I listen to it all the time. 98Q Country.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, gradually increasing cloud cover, a chance for some late-day flurries with highs in the lower 20s. Winds turning to the south at 5 to 10. For tonight, still a chance for some flurries, a low of 14 degrees. And then for Wednesday, becoming partly sunny with milder highs into the mid-30s. Thursday, still looking to stay quiet there, will reach a high of 32. For Friday, ample amounts of sunshine, lower 30s. And for Saturday, up to 33. Sunday, a chance for some snow showers back in the forecast in the mid-30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, one above.
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him, and all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can cuss my name, but baby, don't you lie. When you're facing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, we
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
Whose bed have your boots been under? Hey! Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart did you steal, I wonder? This time didn't feel like thunder, baby. But whose bed have your boots been under?
Country classic and Who's Bed. While you're under there is dust balls. If you could clean up a little bit. Well, the Santa's Elves Foundation is back at it again. Your chance very easily to help out. Santa's Elves Foundation has been doing this for a lot of years. They've been helping out those in need over the holidays. And they're bringing joy to children all the way up to 17 years of age in Price and Southern Ashland counties. This year, 83 families will be helped out, 225 children. So how can you help? Very simple. There's giving trees at the following locations. You can just pluck a tag off there, give what you can on there, and take it back. Dollar General in Butternut, Country Cafe, Fifield, and Park Falls. You got Ace Hardware, North Lakes Community Clinic. You got Marshfield Clinic, Forward Bank, Associated Bank, Northwoods Community Credit Union. That's all in Park Falls. Phillips, Dollar General, Pick and Save, Preville Bank, Prentice, the Prentice Hardware Store, and Prentice Market and Deli. All those places have giving trees. Take a little tag off the tree and help out the Santa's Elves Foundation, doing good work in our area for just so many years. And 225 kids to be helped out this year. Community reminder for you from 98Q Country.
Introducing...
Hi, folks, this is Keith Evans.
You know, I don't know, it just makes me feel good. It's all you.
Q Country.
We got the Bucks tonight right here. Phillips girls basketball over on 103.1 and then the Civic Media app tonight. So a good night of sports action for you. It's Chris Stapleton.
was no daddy's dream, was not your mama's prayer, but I was your first and your last ticket out of there. I caught your wings on fire, and I smoked my Bronco tires out of that town. I'm good at rolling dice, no good at standing still. You like a thought of chasing life instead of dollar bills. We're living reckless, nothing to catch us, baby, but the ground.
Schwanigan boys put one in the win column last night, evening their season record at 1-1. We've got high school girls action tonight. Phillips hosting Leona Wabino. There will be a spelling quiz on that later. 7:15 tonight. We'll have that for you right over there on 103.1 and on the Civic Media app. Bucks basketball tonight right here. We got the news after
Elevate. We live in the land of plenty, but many things aren't plenty anymore. Like the water from our sink, they say it's not safe to drink. You gotta go and buy it at the store. Now we're told there's a hole in the ozone. Look what's washing on the beach. And Lord, I believe from the heavens to the sea, to her knees. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's only ours to borrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down. Well, there's a change taking place way on the mountain. Acid rain is falling on the leaves. And down in Brazil, the fires are burning.